and purify my heart. Cleanse me from within. Lord, make me holy. Lord, purify my heart. Cleanse me from my sin. Deep within, and refine as fire. It's my heart's one desire. It is to be
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, welcome. Welcome to another Bible study. God has been good. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, we were just sorting out some issues, like technical issues and stuff, and you know, giving people time to join as well. But we're going to begin. Amen. We're going to begin and see where the Holy Spirit would lead us, because He's a teacher. The Holy Spirit teaches us. And therefore, we are just remaining pliable in His hands. So wherever He want to turn us, we will turn. Amen. Amen. Yes, last week we were looking at Jacob, finishing up the story of Jacob. Sister Grant led us beautifully, you know, and I don't know about you, but I'm still digesting. You know, I'm still like reflecting on it and, you know, learning from it as well, learning from Jacob's life. Amen. Not to walk in his direct route that he walked, you know, but just to learn from the good of the studies. Bless the Lord. And so this week we're going to continue to look at Corinthians. We did two studies on Corinthians already, chapter 1 and chapter 2. And this week we're going to look at chapter 3, God's willing. Yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm not sure if we'll get the chance to go through the entire bit of it, because I think though we read everything, 23 verses, but though we would have read everything from 1 to 23, but I don't think we'll get to go through all 23 verses this evening, because that chapter, that study is so much to learn from it. You know, and you know, when it comes on to the writing of Apostle Paul, when Paul writes, everything makes sense. It's so intentional. When he write to a particular church and stuff, he write it so intentional, so that every word in it is like you'd have to delve deeper into scriptures to really understand, or really get the grasp or the gist of what Apostle Paul is saying. So in depth is a study of Paul's writing. So in depth is it that our brother Peter, somewhere in First or Second Peter, you would have mentioned that even our brother Paul writes something in the scripture that is hard to understand, that even that some people wrestle with it to their own destruction. You know, so it takes the spirit of God in us, amen, to really study and apply the teaching of Apostle Paul. And you realize that it's from his writing that most doctrines would have come from. You know, he emphasizes doctrines. Most doctrines of the church today is emphasized by Apostle Paul. You know, and so we take studying a chapter like First and Second Corinthians is like deep waters. You know, you'd have started off softly going into it, but as you enter into it, you realize that is deep waters. First and Second Corinthians, there's a lot in it to learn, you know. And as we like dissect it verse by verse, matching it up with scriptures and our own and the Holy Spirit that is in us, then we'll get something from it to take away. Amen. All right, before we start, let's breathe a word of prayer. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and truth. With thanksgiving, mighty God, we'll be a living sanctuary for you. We want to be a body, mighty God, that hosts your Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit can live in us, and so we can be a reflection of you wherever we go, mighty God. And so, Lord God, we set aside this time even now so that you can come amongst us. Let your spirit fall on us to let us be like a looking glass, mighty God, one that indeed is purified from inside out. So as we contact this world with our presence, mighty God, we will make a difference to it. We
Jesus.
pray, mighty God, that your very word that is written in the Holy Bible, that it will be living inside of us. Make it be alive in us, mighty God, so
Jesus.
it can expose any area in our life that doesn't line up with you. It can rebuke us when we're going astray, and it can correct us, mighty God. It can give us hope and peace in this time that we're living in. And so even now, mighty God, we are careful to invoke your holy presence among us. We pray, mighty God, that every distraction will be teared down.
In the name of
We
Jesus.
pray, mighty God, that every technical difficulties be uprooted and destroyed even now.
Jesus.
We pray, mighty God, that every noise will be silenced, will be under subjection to your Holy Spirit even now. We
Yes,
pray, mighty God, that we lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. And we will look to you this hour, that you will give us guidance, strength enough, mighty God, to take us through whatever we are going through, mighty God. We pray that there will be healing, deliverance, set free on this line tonight. There will be salvation. There will be your gifts poured out upon us, mighty God, so that we will bear fruit in season like this. We
Jesus.
pray, mighty God, that this study will impact our life in such a way that we will live Christian live and live a life of holiness.
Yes, mighty God.
May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer.
You,
In
Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah. I
God.
want to take this opportunity to welcome you all to another study. It has been a tremendous time in the presence of God. And we take it not lightly, you know, because if ever a time we need a word from God, it is now. If ever a time we need the Holy Word to to indwell us. It is now. I sometimes in my life, as I examine myself, because in the Christian walk, you have to do a lot of introspection. You have to examine yourself, really see whether or not you're walking in the will of God with grace. You know, and sometimes when I look and I examine myself, there is so much for me to learn. There's so much that I don't know. There is so much space inside of me for more holiness. You know, so much space. There's like a forever vacuum within me. You know, and I just want the feeling of the Holy Spirit to just be magnified all around me, inside, outside. You know, I just want the beauty of Jesus to be seen in me. And it's something to seek. You know, it's something to really spend time and seek. Because more and more each day I realize that I can't do life. I can't
No,
do life without Jesus.
not at all.
Yeah, it's so much that I need to learn, so much that I need to understand. The more of him you know about, is the more of him you still want to know. You know, the more of God that you know about is the more is you still want, you cannot exhaust him. You
No.
know, he's so current in this world that we're living in. You may feel like he's distance away, but he's right here. You know, he's right here where you are. He can fix anything he needs to fix, anything that needs fixing. And everything in life that you and I would go through is a learning experience, is something that if we spend time enough to question God about it, he would have explained to us why we would have been in certain situation. You know, he would speak to us sometimes that would cause the tears to come down. And at the same time, the same God would speak to us that would cause us to smile when we realize
True.
oh, yeah, or when we realize oh, faulty we are sometimes when we are caught in the midst of it all, you know, and yeah, it's so merciful. It was only today that I was looking at an experience too that would have taken my life out completely. I don't know if you ever had any of those near misses that you know that you'd have been destroyed if that book would have gotten intact with you. But when you look back and see how God would have delivered you, and you realize that you're a purpose, you're a possibility. You know, we are not just here just for being here. So many things that He has saved us from, and it's for His glory. You know,
Amen.
even in our waywardness, even in our sinful state and stuff, before we come to know Christ as accept Him as Lord and Savior, we had so many near misses. You know, we had so many things that would have taken us out, but it's God's grace and mercy. And when I
Amen.
see things like this, it caused me to be hesitant whenever there is a case of judgment come. I'm not like, I don't want to be one. I don't know. I was going to say that I'm not one that is quick to judge, but I'm going to change it to say, I don't want to be one that is quick to judge, because sometimes you make judgment without even in your mind, without even verbally expressing it. You know, I want to the same grace that God has extended to me. I know that He's able to extend that same grace to one to another person to bring them home to glory. You know, so when I see people doing the things that I used to do in the world and stuff, I know that the same God who had that grace on me is able to transform them as well. And so I don't know if I'm a little too tolerant or whatever, but you know, I know the God whom I serve, and I know He's able to make transformation when there is to be a transformation. Amen. And so without any further ado, we want to delve. I don't know if we want to call it delve into 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you know, because someone please find 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. We're going to take it in bits. So we're going to read that first, 1 to 4, verses 1 to 4. Let's get
Mankind
into it.
brethren could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet nor now, nor he able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one said, I am of Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are he not carnal?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Edda. Yes, there's a lot of words that jumping out of, at us there. One of them that is most common would be carnal.
Yes.
Another translation would say worldly.
Word
Yeah,
fleshly,
yes.
fleshly.
You're fleshly, you're worldly, you're behaving as if you are a worldly person, like person who live in this world, are enjoying the pleasures of
Things
this
of the
world per se,
world.
the things of this world. So, carnal, we just switched around to worldly from time to time. Worldly, you're living like the world would live. It's a big word, and we understand that Paul would write to the church in Corinth, the Corinthians church, and he would call them brothers and sisters. He's writing to persons that are saved, that are Christians. He's writing to us. He's writing to Christians. He's referring to them as brothers and sisters. And there is a problem that he want to address there. They
Yeah.
are brothers and sisters, but we still can have problems. Amen. Yeah, we still can be going through some rough side. We still can be going through some testing and trials. And we know that Corinth, as we would have introduced Corinthians, we know that Corinth is a major city in Greece, right? It's a place of wealth, cultural diversity. It has moral laxity. That means there's no moral that you'd want to gravitate towards Christians, the things that they are practicing there. The Christian community, they include both Jews and Gentile believers in Corinth. Amen. Yes, so Paul would write to the Corinthians church to address a vast amount of divisions that were happening there. At one point, when we read like chapter 1 and chapter 2, we see fractionalism. That's like division. They had a lot of divisions there in that church. There was like immature conduct in that church. It was they had
Immature. That's
conduct. They
right.
were behaving very immature, and some will reach like chapter 5, where we'll see like they had like sexual immoralities, lawsuit amongst believers. They were suing each other in the church, the same believers, the same Christians suing their each other, and taking them to a common court. And there were like question of leadership, and there were question of doctrines in Corinth and stuff.
Liberty.
There is a lot of things that were happening in the Corinthians church.
Complex problems.
Yes, that reminds us so much of what we're going through here. So it's
Yes,
like,
it's very common to us now.
yes. So it's like a fitting study to let us understand and not quick to pass judgment when we see a believer behaving certain ways and stuff. We saw in chapter 1 and 2 where it emphasizes and us not relying on human wisdom or one-sided loyalty. Some would say that I follow Paul, some would say I follow Apollos, some would say I follow Cephas and stuff. And then chapter 3 that we're going to study now, it continues this theme with the concrete metaphor, a comparison about building and leadership in the church. So some of the key ideas in chapter 3 that we'll look at is the foundation. Paul says that the foundational stones is Jesus Christ. No other foundation can be laid. So
No.
he's basing it, the foundation is on Jesus
Right.
Christ, not on no Apollos or no Cephas or no Paul. And he
No,
said, the
yeah.
builders on this
Yes.
foundation are, when we build on this foundation, that is like the apostles that he, you know, and
The
like,
foundation that Jesus laid, the
yes, and
foundation.
we're building on it now. You know, we must be careful how we build, and we must be careful of the quality work, because it will be tested. It will be
Material.
tested by fire. We must be careful of it. So all of that Paul is going to address in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you know, and it's a lot. It's a whole lot. So we're going to look at the spiritual maturity versus worldliness. You know, Paul addresses the Corinthian believers as brothers and sisters. But after that, he was sharp to correct them, like describe them as they are still worldly. They were immature in their faith. And he compared them to babes, as if they are just, they're just begun, you know? Yeah. And this was a time when Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians church, you know. He would have started that Corinthian church like between 3 to 5 years ago, you know. Yeah, they were 3 to 5 years in the faith at that time when they received that letter. When he would have think to himself that they would have gone further than be there quarreling with one another, making judgment on one another,
We're not
division.
growing in their faith.
Yeah,
We're
they
not
were not
growing.
growing. Yeah, they were not growing at that time.
Brother Everton, if I may just stop here for a minute, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I think one of the biggest problems I had in the church was sectarianism,
Yes.
where they were not focused on the main thing, their faith. They were more focused on who was their leader.
Neither.
They had a leadership problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And it caused them to drift so far away from the mark. You know, it caused them to be drifting, and because of that, it would cause like quarreling and envying and strifes and divisions
Respect
and all sorts would arise from that. You know?
but if you look at it from Paul's point of view, Paul was not selfish because they were in different groups,
Mm-hmm.
but he wanted them to focus on Jesus Christ and not on him, because he could be selfish and say, yes, they're following me.
Yes, some of them will be following Paul, you know.
But he wanted them to be united.
Yes, so he wanted unity in
Unity
Christ.
among the
In
believers.
Christ, yes.
Yes. Yes, so they really overstepped their bounds right there and then. You know, I wonder if they had prior knowledge of how they should live before getting that letter. And I believe with the sternness that Paul would have, he would have taught them well before he would have departed on the next journey.
Yes,
Because
brother Everton. But you know, sometimes we're rebellious, and when the leader, when the person, the leader not there, like the preacher, and so you know, people have their own way. So they were rebellious, and that's why they fall into sin.
yes. Yes, so you'd find like materialism, status, pleasure, worldly wisdom
Yes.
creeping into the church at that time.
It
You
weakens the
know,
church. Beatens the church.
yes. And rather than having like the kingdom of God, Christ being crucified, you know, rather than focusing on that, they would focus in on
Coming
they,
one.
it was more like politics. It was more like a politician, a
Politics.
political segregation and splitting there and stuff. You know, so question for you. What is your understanding of worldly wisdom?
Worldly
Wisdom.
the wisdom of this world.
Street smart.
Street smart.
wisdom of
Amen.
this world.
Worldly wisdom.
If I might, worldly wisdom for me, as somebody mentioned, I've been being street smart, but also logical, you know, being able to reason a certain way. But you know, and I don't know if I'm rushing ahead of myself, but I came in contact with Jesus and realized that he's not a man of logics. Can tell you do something to it. It doesn't have to be logical. You don't have to reason it out for it to make sense. You know, for it to happen. If God talk to us, we just do it. And that for me separates worldly wisdom as opposed to heavenly wisdom.
Amen,
Amen.
Sister Camille. Yes, it's like the
Yes.
person is the per it's like the person asking you why God had to do that, and why didn't God stop it? That is worldly wisdom. Thinking
Amen.
along that line.
Yes, and if we and when one is trying to minus God from the equation, living in this world, you know, like remember the story of Babel, when they were trying to like
Being
build
tall,
a
building
tower
a tower to reach
high enough
heaven.
so that if there should be another flood, they would be saved. You know, that's like a worldly type of wisdom that they were trying to use. We want to get high enough so that if a flood would come. And it's just like us today. You know, if your house is broken into, you want to make sure that wherever the culprit or the thief came in through, you're going to want to secure that part to the best. They're not going to come back there any at all. You want to make sure that your job is so secure, so you want to make sure that you're going to be on time. You're going to make sure that you work to the best of your ability. You're going to make sure that you don't call out sick. You're going to make sure that you go to work whether it rain or shine. You know, you're going to like barricade. You're going to do as best as you can in this world, and stuff is not for instance, you're going to say, God, lead the way, protect me. You are in charge. You are, you know. Using godly wisdom and say, God, give me health and strength so that I can be healthy enough to work or to study or to play. You know, it's like you're leaving God out. So it become a worldly wisdom now. Wisdom that you'd use. You know, you're doing things on your own. Is
On
worldly
your
wisdom
own.
is like you take up things on your own. You're cutting out God out of the equation all entirely. You're trying to live a life that is built on your ideology. Your principle,
So
your
you're,
wisdom.
yes.
You know,
So
you're
you.
cutting out God. So a simple way to say worldly wisdom, to have to worldly wisdom is a wisdom minus God.
Your own opinion about
Yeah.
things, and you don't think about God. Your own opinion.
That's right.
Yes, your own
You're
opinion.
gone so far now as to believe that you yourself is sufficient enough because you have built
You
up so
can
much
manage.
garrison around yourself in your name so that if you're trying to liaise on with persons who can lend you money if you should get broke, if something should happen, you're not going to say, God, protect me, cause me to have enough or whatever. You're trying to liaise with persons who can defend you if you should get mixed up in the law or whatever. You're trying to build up your own garrison, your own protective system, your own protective. You're trying to have your own plans in order to go through this life. That's the type of wisdom that you would call like a worldly wisdom. You minus God out of it completely. You know? So in essence, what Apostle Paul was saying then, or is saying still, we cannot grow in the spirit or manifest the fruit of the spirit if we are conforming to this world and its principles. You know, if we don't have like a change of mind, a change of thought, a mind and our thought system being centered around the will and purpose of God, you know, we cannot grow and manifest the fruits of the Spirit. You know,
Amen.
so so many times you will find believers grudging other people who are living according to the dictates of this world. It's a real thing, you know. You'll find believers in the church, sanctified, saved believers, grudging the unsaved for what they're having, they have in the world, you know. When they see them dressing, going to dance, going to parties, and you know, hanging out on the streets, hanging out in clubs, hanging out, you know, they have a grudge for them because they're trying to think about Egypt. They're trying to think about what they were that, you know, when they were in that era in their life. You know, it's as if they consider it a more joyous to be where that enslaved is than where they are in Christendom. And you'd find them having that worldly thoughts from time to time. You know, and
May I interrupt? That is not of
yes.
God. That is of the devil. It's the devil entering into the believer.
Yes.
As you said, they want to go back to Egypt.
Yes. And you'd find them too, Sister Grant, that they would start to imitate the world's behavior. They're trying to dress like the world. They're trying to talk like the world. They're trying to have the same hairstyle, the same type of piercing, the same type of tattoos like the world, this listening to the same type of music like the world, and then they take time creeping it into the church with
Well, you
them.
got one in slowly but surely.
Yes, Sister Thelma, we're hearing, but yes.
I wanted to say something earlier on, but I
Amen.
was not heard. So then the thought is gone. And I think it has been covered as well. Yes,
Okay.
Brother Everton, because you are saying, because right now we can see the worldly thing creeping in the church. And sometimes we say because the ministers, because they want the let me
The
say the
number,
crowd,
the
the
money, number, and the
congregation.
money.
They yes, and yes. So some of the things creep into the church, even the kind of music, because they're trying
Yes.
to attract people into the church. It's
Yes.
worldly. The things that you
Yes.
see is
Agree. I
worldly
see
that
that.
is going
Yes.
on now.
100%. 100%. Yes.
And could I interject? I was reading an article the other day about the Roman Catholic Church. I don't know if you all saw it, where they're using influencers. So like people who are social media influencers to draw in young people. And when I read it, I was just mind blown because that's it now. It's becoming worldly and flesh and bringing in that to draw people in. And God don't need no help like that to draw people to him.
That's true. Amen.
Yes, Brother Everton and those on the platform. And that's why some of the music that they have in the church now, it's dance hall music.
Yes, the
Because the
beat.
church want to bring in the world to attract people.
The church.
And when
And
they do
the mo
that, the people they're
and the
trying to attract
movement
are
too.
not in the church right now.
Yes, my
Yes.
sister, and the movement even of the believers, sometimes you would wonder the way how you see them carrying on. It's like a dance hall thing. A show
Yes.
emotion, show
Amen.
emotion.
Amen. Amen.
And they call it lively.
And they call
Yes,
it life,
lively.
yes.
Yes.
Yes,
And
you
we
know,
have to be
so
careful. We just have to be careful.
it's
Unless we are caught
creeping.
up in that type of situation.
Yeah, it's creeping into the church. They're
Yes.
taking it into the church. And in so doing, they're even trying to corrupt the good believers
The ones
with
trying to
their
walk
ideology
right.
and
Yeah.
stuff, with their carrying in our vibes. They can't say they're carrying in a certain vibes from out of the world. So you'd find them, they're wearing the pants down at their hip, just like what the world would do. They would you'd find them wearing some tight pants as men in the church, just like how the world would dress and stuff. Isn't that, you know, so that was some of the things that were like the worldly things.
We have to remember that we are in the world, but not
Grand,
of
not of the
the
world.
world. We have to remember that.
Amen.
Paul said, be transformed by the renewal of your
Yes.
mind.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But I think we're going somewhere here with this now. The Bible sometimes uses the word world. Most you will see world being used in the Bible, right? To refer to humanity in general. The word world refer to humanity in general. So you would see in John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world. You know?
Everybody.
It also uses it to people. We are called to reach the world. It uses as they would use it as people that we're called to reach. Amen. The Bible also uses world to mean fallen, ungodly order of life apart from God. You know, it values the values and practices that oppose or ignore God, the patterns of this world.
Yes.
So, as you rightly said, sister, that in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it will say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed
Yes,
Transformed by the
I
renewing of
heard
your
more.
mind.
When we go to 2 Corinthians 5 and I think 17 or some down there,
Yes.
you are a new creation. You are new. You're born afresh.
Yes, amen. You know, so you're not to be conformed to this world. Apostle Paul would tell us in that spot. And when you look, the love of the world, you know, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, he said, love not the
Not
world,
early.
neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the
It's
love
not
of the Father is not in him.
good. Yeah.
You know, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You know, and you look at these as the three major sins that all sins come from, you know, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the
The
pride of
flesh,
life. They are the three major stems of sins that come down. So you realize that when Jesus was tempted by the devil after he fasted in the wilderness for 40 days, he were tested in these three areas: the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes.
And Brother Everton, if you go to the fall of man, it was the same three things.
Yes,
Yes.
is these things,
The lust.
and these are
Yes.
things, these are
Yes.
worldly
Word.
stuff, you know, the lust of the flesh. So it would cause you to commit adultery, fornication. It would cause you to, have those evil concupiscence, cause you to do all manner of evil there. And
Lust.
then the lust of the eyes, what you look at, you feel, that is,
Yes,
you must be
Eve saw that the
partakers of
fruit
it.
was good. Yeah, Adam and Eve. Yes.
And then the pride of life, you just want to
Right.
get everything for yourself. You
Yes,
don't
want to
care
be
about who
like
you bounce
God.
over.
Amen.
You don't
Amen. Amen.
care who you bounce on or who you push out of the way, as long as you're
Yes. Amen.
climbing Jacob's
Yeah.
ladder.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, and then it's the Bible also speaks, Paul himself also speak about the God of this world. You know, apart from our Creator God, there's a God of this world that
God.
Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 to 4. He said, Paul said, but the before that, he was saying that our gospel is not it, right? The gospel that we preach, Christ and Him crucified, it is not
That's
it.
true.
But if our gospel be it, he's saying in verse 3, it is it to them that are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their minds, the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. So he said that the gospel is exposed, it's not hid. You know, and if you feel that it is hid to them that are lost. You know,
Yes.
yes.
So if people don't respond to the gospel, it is not Paul's fault or the
No.
gospel's fault, right?
Yeah, their minds is corrupted.
They
The
are perishing
minds.
because their minds are corrupt.
Yes. Are we following so far?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes, too.
Bless, blessings,
Amen.
blessings. Amen. All right. So What's being worldly look like in the scriptures? We're going to look at that. What's being worldly look like in the scriptures? So it would prioritize material wealth, as we had mentioned before, material wealth, status, pleasures over God. Have pleasures outside of God. But Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21, he said, lay not up for yourself treasures on earth, treasures in this world, right? Where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Yeah, so it's talking about the world. It's talking about the world here. Lay not treasures in this world. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Yeah, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves
Peace
do
do
not
not
break
break
through
nor
or steal.
through wheel.
All right, you have a treasure of
Treasure.
maybe a television. Are you going to get it up to heaven?
All right.
You have a treasure of your money, physical money. Are you going to get it up into heaven to lay it up there?
Okay.
No, you're gonna get it up here.
You have a treasure of a house that you work so hard for.
You
Are you
can't
going to
put
get
it
it
here.
up to
If you
heaven?
leave it down here.
Yeah, if you leave it down here, you can't carry something here with you. Are you
And
gonna
you
put it up
realize
here with you anything?
that in the church, believers in the church, the things that we seek after most are the things that are not going to be beneficial to us in the end,
Hereafter.
because we seek a daily walk or a daily life to get the things of this world. Get the house, get the car, get the things that would keep you comfortable in this world, and pay scant regard to the things of God that are built to last forever.
And Brother Everton, what
Yes.
people seem to forget is that it's God who give them strength and give them everything so that they can amass all these things, which they cannot take with them. And they don't give credit to God who Yes, gave it to amen,
them.
amen.
Yes, and sometimes when you see we see blatant victories like that in us, is not every victory is from God enough. Because you remember Saul, when he was David, when Saul was pursuing him to kill him, and he was in that cave, and Saul went there to ease himself in the cave
Oh,
while David was
yeah.
there. And David could have killed Saul because could have killed Saul
It was
because
right in
even
his hand.
David,
Yes,
yeah,
in his hand. Twice,
even David men,
it happened. Twice.
yeah, even David men, David men would have said to David, yes, God has given Saul into your hand, your very enemy into your
You
hand.
have him
Please
now.
kill
You
him.
have him.
Lay not your hand on the Lord's anointed.
Yeah, so if David did not have his treasures stored up in glory, he would take the earthly demand to put his
Before time.
enemy to kill his enemy right there and then. But that wasn't the will of God. Amen. Yes, that wasn't it at all. It all has to do with our mind, where our mind is focused as children of God to really zero in on what matters most.
Brother Patton, is that renewal of your mind? Set your things
Yes.
above and not here.
Yes, it all goes back to the renewal of your mind. Deal with the spiritual aspect, get into the spirit, into the habit of being spiritual. Get into the habit of value the things that are behind the scene. Value the things that the natural mind or the natural eyes cannot connect to, but what your spirit that is in you, what your spirit, the spirit that is connected to God, what it would lead you to do and stuff, because that's where joy, that's where your real source of joy would come from. You know, it's not the giggle that you giggle, the laugh that you laugh, and it shows on your face and stuff. Sometimes you have some joy that is deep within, because you know that what you're faced with now is not your story. It may come for a season, but your
Temporal.
story, yeah, it's temporal. Your story is bigger than your problems that you're going through now. It that's that that doesn't
Amen.
that doesn't
Amen.
that that doesn't write your book. What you're
Amen.
going, what
Amen.
you're going, what you and I are facing physically in this world now, it doesn't write our book. It's not our story, not claiming it. We are just a passing by.
Amen.
What we're looking
Yeah.
onto is a land that builder and maker is God. So if your
Amen.
spirituality or your saving grace don't point you to that land that builder and maker is God, then we
Yeah.
have to re-examine or
Ourselves,
recondition our minds to see if it is renewed.
yeah.
If we have a renewed mind and stop grudging the people them of this world for what they
No.
have and what we see them doing and what we
Oh
see them wearing.
my God.
You know, have a conditioned mind. I always preach this, you know, I always say that we need ambition as Christians. We need some spiritual
Amen.
ambition. You know, yeah, we need to be pace setters instead of following. You know, we need to be pace
Amen.
setters. We don't
Yes,
need to be
yes, yes.
followers. We are leaders.
Leaders, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we are leaders. So wherever we go, we are supposed to command. Our very appearance is
Yes.
supposed to command
Yes.
a higher authority.
Amen.
You know, people are
Amen.
not supposed to see us like weaklings are distressed are unapproachable. They're
Losers,
supposed,
losers,
yes.
losers.
Yes.
Amen.
They're supposed to see us as strong people that are reflecting Christ, so that the gospel can be more, will be more attractive to the world around us, so that our very area of influence that we now stand in, we are acting, we are like magnets drawing steels to God. We are like magnets drawing steels, and steels tick. Amen. So we are not supposed to be just barely getting by, barely getting by. And at the same time, we are not to be too heavenly minded. We don't know earthly good.
Oh,
So
yes.
don't come tell me that you have the opportunity to do this with your own two hands, and you're not going to say, all right, you're going to find the answers on your knee, because you're going to pray your way through, and you see it right there that the fault lies within you, because you're being questioned and being scrutinized by your work, by your boss, because you're being tardy and you're being late. And now you're going to pray and you're going to say this and that, and you're still going to be late tomorrow.
Everton, one of the marks of a Christian, you are to be the gospel wherever you are. The gospel according to you, because you live
Yes.
in the gospel.
Yes. So the things that you can do it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, man. If you can go visit somebody that is sick that you know, go visit them instead of saying, okay, you're going to be here praying and stuff. Pray, yes, but go down there too if you can go down there.
Amen.
You know,
Yes.
yes, do the work of a Christian. And I always say this, that we are saved not by works, we're saved by grace. But when you are saved, do good works.
Works follow. Yeah. Yes.
Work.
Works follow. What?
Yes, do good works in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. So what is not anti-world entirely? What is not opposite to what is not anti-world? You know, let's look at the high priest, Jesus, high priest prayer in
Yeah.
St. John chapter 17. Chapter 7,
17.
yeah. His high priestly prayer. He spoke a lot about the world.
Yeah.
He said, "Jesus, I'm going to quote from some from 14 to 16."
Fort, yeah,
He said,
fort.
"I have given them thy word." Jesus is praying to the Father.
Yes.
Jesus, the Father, God the Son is praying to God the Father. You know, and he's saying, "I have given them thy word, and the world
I
has
see that.
hated them
Yeah.
because they are
Not of
not of the
the
world,
world. Yes.
even as I am
I
not
am not
of
of
the world."
Yes.
And hear what he's going to say now. "I pray not that thou shouldest take
Keep
them
them
out
out
of the
of
world,
the world, but that
but that thou should keep
keep them
them
in from
from
the
the
evil one,
evil."
from
And
the
the evil
evil,
that
yeah.
Jesus is talking about is the evil of the world.
The devil, devilish things.
The devilish things, the things that give praise to Satan instead of the things that give glory to Almighty God.
Praise to the
You
Almighty
know?
God, yeah.
Yeah. "And they are not of the world, even as I
As I
am
am
not
not of
of
the
the
world.
world."
Amen. Amen.
That's Jesus praying in his high priestly prayer,
Yes.
right before, you know, and he's praying that for us believers, you know,
Not
he's
of the
representing
world.
us before Almighty God, God the Father. We are in the world, but we are not
Not of
of
the
the
world.
world. We are here for a period of time. And when we leave this world, our
Yes.
mark should remain.
Amen.
You
Amen.
know, there
Amen.
should
Amen.
be people that are left here without saying that, "Sister, I remember brother so and so or sister so and such," in a good way. "Brother so and such used to say this, he used to read this." You know,
Yes,
left
leave a
some good
mark.
mark
Yes.
here and the her and the, in this world and stuff. So you can remember that when you go to your secular job or school or wherever, it's not all saints that are there now. You have people that live in the world that are working beside you. But not because they are there with you, you're going to pack up your things and you're going to go home and say you're not going to work anymore because the unsaved they are giving you a fight and whatever. We are there, and if we not that we have to remind God of what he said in the high priestly prayer, that he will keep us from evil. But we can also pray and say, "God, remember that you said that you will keep me from the evil of this world. Here I am in this particular situation, and it seems as if I am alone in it. Mighty God, show me what I can do to come out of this rut that I'm in, because you said that you're going to keep me from the evil of
Evil.
this world. And therefore, here I am now. You leave me in this world, and I know you did not leave me comfortless." You remember people of God, when he was there and he went under the tree and he said, "God, all of the prophets, them then I'm the
I'm not
only one that is,
the
and here's Jezebel looking after me to kill
You're
me."
the pity party. You're
He
the
said
pity party.
that
Yes.
Jezebel, Ahaz's wife, is looking after me to kill me because I kill off our gods. And I am the only one that is left. And God would have spoken to Elijah and said, "No, I have 700 that hasn't,
Not
700
never,
men that haven't
never.
bowed down to Baal."
Hold on, brother. Yes.
Yeah, so never you reaching a stage in your life that you're going to say, "There's
New one.
nobody to lean back upon. There's
Hallelujah.
nobody to make."
Pity party. I can give a pity party.
Amen.
Have a pity party.
Amen. So,
Not in God's face, not in God's presence. Yes.
we are never alone, people of God. We are uniquely designed, so much so that we can withstand any breeze that would blow or any hurricane that would try to rock us off, you know. And we are here. And we must always remember to respond to the Macedonia call, for help in the vineyard. And whatever God would have strengthened you to do. You know, it's hard to what do you call it now? It's hard to I don't know if I should say it though, but it's hard to live by faith because you cannot live by faith without knowing who you're faithful to. You know, you have to have like that relationship with God to know that when you lay it all down at the foot of the cross, that He's able to pick you up when you drop, when you fall down, He's able to pick you up. And we are called as people of God to live by faith because whatever is not of faith is sin. The Bible says that. Whatever is not of faith is sin. So we are called to live that faith walk and stuff. And we by ourselves in this world that we're living in cannot live the faith walk in ourselves. We have to have the Savior with us. We have to have Him
Can't walk alone.
in our corner. At all times, we have to have like a daily walk with God.
Help us, Lord.
The joy of the Lord
Is
have
my
to be our
your
strength
strength.
in this time.
Amen. Amen.
The joy of the Lord have to be our strength.
Your strength.
Yes,
Nehemiah.
we are not called to be alone, a lonely Christian. We must be a part of a community, a part of a faith gathering, a part of a worship team, a part, you know, we must be involved.
Yes, you must.
Yeah,
Yes.
we must be involved. You know, iron sharpeneth iron. You know, forget up. We are in this world. Yes, we know we are in this world.
The
A
word.
lot of people would say that I find myself growing not to like when people say that anymore. To disguise their faults or to disguise their shortcoming, they would say, "I am only flesh. I am flesh. Therefore, I am weak and I am falling into sin because I am flesh." It's like we're using it now as a cloak, as a covering for our malfunction. You know, when we don't function according to the dictates of the Bible and according to God's word, we are saying, "Oh, we are only flesh. Come out of the flesh and go into the
We're only
spirit."
human.
Yeah, get out from that stage where you're saying that when you fall, you have to fall into the world. Let us be like a Christian that if we do fall, we still fall into Christendom. We are there at the altar. If we fall, let us fall at the altar, not fall into this world, not as if you're so close to the edge of the world that if you should make one step, you drop off back in the world. Make your calling and election sure that you are so far away from shore that even if you falter along the way, if you slip one foot, you're at the altar. Forgive me, O God, I have sinned. Forgive me, mighty God. I am in this world, and this world have driven me to the to up to my neck. Lord God, just lift me up so that I can breathe. I am drowning, mighty God. You know, let it be at that part that you reach at the altar if you should fall. Fall at the altar. Don't fall off in the world. And you're going to sit down at a bar with a beer, a Red Stripe beer or a Heineken. And sit, and people now would come in there and say, "But you were the one that I see going to church. What happened?" You know, you're like putting the blood of Jesus to open this grace when you do things like that. And people now who would want to come into Christendom would want to wonder if they're making the right move because they see such and such left the faith after he was a tongue speaking, Bible believing, water baptized child of God. You know, so with every fiber of our being, let us resolve to be, even though I'm still going to put this in, even though we are in this world, let us strive to be the called out of Almighty God. Let us have the signature of Jesus written all over us so that we won't drag his name to an open disgrace. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we're going to stick a pin there for today. Is there any feedback from the floor? Anything that you want to add on before we step?
What I need to say is that we have not touched the chapters yet.
Amen.
Yeah, we don't
Amen.
touch it. Yes,
Yes,
I
we
touched it.
Amen. That's the intention. That's the intention, sis, Sister Thelma.
And I was prepared, you know. I was prepared.
You hear that?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
That's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes that's how it goes.
Yes. Yes, we look at the world that is that.
Sometimes we in the classroom as well, we go prepared to deliver a lesson, and we do different things
Amen.
according to
Bless
what
the
is
Lord.
needed, what is
Because
required, what the student
they
need. Sometimes, my sister, sometimes you have to have teachable moments. Some things
Yes.
happen and you don't teach, so you have to turn off and teach a different way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Amen,
Teachable
teachers.
moment.
Amen,
Yes.
teachers.
Yes.
Yes.
And this what we did tonight here is fitting in the time that we're living in, because too much of the world is creeping into the church,
Into
and we
our
need to
church.
know.
Yes.
Yeah,
Amen.
we need to differentiate the worldly stuff from the spiritual stuff. We need to
Yes.
make that differentiation.
Of the
You know,
world,
so
in the world, but not of
yes,
it, not of the world.
yes. There's certain key points. Are there certain I would rather us like really learning this part, because if you don't learn this part of it, the worldly things that
Worldly
are happening around us,
behavior.
if we don't learn
Worldly
it,
behavior. Yes.
we won't appreciate the other stuff that Paul would have to say further down, because he's going to speak of quarreling. There's quarreling, and it's a part of in the world, in the church. He's going to speak of some immoralities, and that's a part of having the world into the church. Yes. So we on this platform, we're trying to grow past to understand what the world is, and not conforming to the world and its
Yes.
dictates that are there.
Yeah,
But no, it's
yes, we have to have spiritual
Brother Everton,
discernment.
who's that? Do you know
Junior,
where you're speaking?
Yeah, I was just saying that I was agreeing with him, and I was saying that we have to have spiritual discernment. Oh, amen, amen,
Yes,
amen.
amen. Amen.
Amen, Junior. Brother Everton, I was about to say something, and
Yes.
it might affect most of us on this platform, is that we are accustomed to a certain type of behavior within the church. And when we come into the United States, we see a
Amen.
difference in how people approach worship and dressing and all that type of thing. And if we are not strong to stand up for what we believe, then we're going to fall into the situation that we find ourselves. Because even at my church, I go to church different from most people because I come with my Christian values from Jamaica, and I won't conform to the standard that they have in churches here.
That's true.
Amen.
We come with a different type of
And
work,
some of the
approach.
time, even the dressing, we come here and pick up the dressing that they dress to church here. And
It
if we should
changed.
visit back our church in Jamaica, we would dress the way we used to dress
We
back
can
in
dress
Jamaica.
here, yes. That's so
Because
true.
yeah,
So
we
true.
would dress the way, because
You're
if we would
stacking on
dress
your
the
guys'
way,
shoes and you're not dressing, you know,
yeah,
approach.
if you dress the way you dress to go to church up here and go to Jamaica, you dress like that in the church, they will put you at the back bench and say you fall from grace.
Yes.
Yeah,
That's true.
through scripture you should learn to be able to
differentiate
Modest.
between what's right and what's wrong in the church.
Yes.
So yes, Brother Vintan, we need to have that discernment, determine what's right and what's wrong, and hold on to our conviction and stuff. And it's a
Good.
lot. It's a lot, people of God. You know, we just have to just
Hold
take
on,
it in
hold on,
strides.
hold
Yeah,
on,
take it in strides and hold on.
hold on.
Hold on to it. You have a lot that is here that we want to cover and stuff, but we don't have the time. We don't have the time to do it this week. So next week we'll pick up back on it, God's willing. You know, we just did from verses 1 through to 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. It's a lot.
A lot.
You know,
It's a
yes,
lot.
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Really. Because
Yeah, it's a lot in it.
it ties on to chapter one, where you have it starts from chapter one.
Yeah, the division
Yes, the
with
division.
Cephas and all of that. You know, it's a lot that is in it, because there is like envying and strives and
Yeah.
quarreling in
Jealousy.
the church, jealousy
It's that sitting,
and
jealousy
stuff.
and
Yeah.
pride.
Yeah, in the church, and it all stems from pride and being not transformed with the
Yes,
renewing of our minds.
you're not
Is
really
yeah, is
a
they didn't
Christian.
have like a renewal of their minds and stuff. They were still thinking of carnal. That's why Paul would say, I refer to you as babes
Not growing,
in
not growing.
Christ. You're not growing,
Not
you
growing,
know.
not growing.
And
Still on milk, still on milk. There's a word that they call that they have schism within the church. Schism within the church. Schism.
yes.
Schism.
These kind of people try to bring the world into the church rather than bring the church into the world.
Amen. Yes,
Amen.
Jonah. Amen again.
Yes, they're bringing bringing the world into the church instead of vice versa, bringing the church into the world. You know, and it caused such a cosmic dysfunction. You know, that it doesn't match up and stuff. You know, I see, like, I would see church and television, or and I visit churches and stuff and go places. And when I see even some people that are taking part in the service,
Oh, say it
musicians are
again.
whatever, people playing the drum and music, you know, musician and the whole or whoever, the way they would dress and carry themselves, and know that they wouldn't go to work like that. They would have on they little peak, they little peak cap like what they would wear normally. They would have, yeah, I know they wouldn't go to work like how they dress there and stuff. And you know, it's like it just, maybe I don't know. Maybe it's me. Yeah, maybe it's me. Yeah, anyone has anything else to share before we ask Sister Grant to close off for us in prayer? I'll say, just keep having spiritual discernment and know what's right, understand what's wrong. Know, we're still all
Yes.
babies. We're all babies. So it's not easy to know what is right and what is wrong. Some things may be a little bit more like, you have to have more comprehension to understand some of these different challenges. So, you know, through that, you pray and ask others for wisdom so that you can become more better
Like,
equipped for these challenges in the future. Well,
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Brother Grant.
We're still babies
Yes.
drinking milk.
Yes.
There's so much more to learn.
Ah,
That's more to
yes,
learn.
it's a lot. It's a lot. As a in our introduction, as I said, that writing of Paul, you know, you
Dennis.
is very deep, you know, and every word, every sentence make a difference when you look at it. Paul chooses his words carefully, and every one of it has impact somewhere or the other. So much so, we said that so much so that Peter, when in the book of, I think it's Second Peter, yeah, I think it's Second Peter, he wrote that even our brother Paul writes, he wrote some things that are hard to
Hard,
understand,
hard to understand. Yeah,
that
hard.
people wrestle with it to their own destruction.
Will depend on the Holy Spirit for teaching us.
Yes. So and his style of writing is so what do you call it now? He's so frank with it, yet he's so timely and stuff. Because here is he talking, correcting them for something very obvious, an obvious situation, and he say, brothers and sisters, such and such. Most of us will start off with a rebuke. We say, in the name of Jesus, pull up, you need to pull up. But he start off so calmly, brothers and sisters, I greet you. I could not, and he's there calmly taking it and stuff. And
Yes,
yes,
that's right.
he's a very good writer.
Humble,
Very
humble,
good.
he was very educated. He was an educated person too. Humble, humble.
He knows so much so that when he was defending himself at one point, when he was defending himself with Agrippa, was it Agrippa?
Yes, most.
Yes. And when he presented his case before those mighty kings, Agrippa would say, I was almost persuaded to become a
Almost,
Christian
almost,
because
almost,
your arguments are so
almost.
strong. As a prisoner, your arguments are so strong.
Most
You
noble
know, you're.
stuff. Yeah. Yes. Most noble festivals.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
Praise
sister
God,
Grant.
Deacon, if I may, very quickly.
Yes.
You spoke about Paul and how he spoke. I think about, speaking the truth in love. And I feel like that is what is required of us as believers. Not to comfort anybody with a lie, but not to give it in such a way that it brings more demise than, effect. But to
Amen, yes.
give it in such a way that it is received and understood. But you give
Yeah.
it with love, because I believe that's how the Holy Spirit. When let me tell you from my experience, when the Holy Spirit, if I've done something that I'm not supposed to do, and the Holy Spirit comes to rebuke me, he comes with such calm, a calm demeanor, but he's so firm with it. He's so gentle yet so firm, And I believe that as believers, when we are faced with a situation when we are supposed to give somebody the truth rather than comfort them with a lie, I believe that the example that Paul would have set is for us to give them the truth, but give them in love so that they can receive it and know that, look here, boy, a true deacon attack, but it's not in such a way that you lower my self-confidence. You give it to me in such a way that I can reflect and I am challenged to change, rather than I shut down and breed a hatred inside of me because of how you said it, And I believe that's what Paul did. He was very firm and it was straight across with the point, but I believe that he did it in love. And the next thing I want to add to, as I would have listened to the different discussions about the, people in the churches, it just tug on my heart, and I'm just brought to a place where I believe that as believers, we need to be praying more for these
Amen.
churches, more for these leaders, that they may come in contact with Jesus. Nobody can come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. When Paul came in
Hallelujah.
contact with Jesus at his where he was, at Damascus, he might go if you go kill Christians. What? And he came in contact with that transformative power. Hallelujah. And he was transformed. So as
Yes.
believers, we are looking, and it's obvious to us because we are not
in a certain, when I was in sin, I didn't know I was in sin. I could, when we go dance and stuff and I see people doing, you know, I want to do what they're doing too, because I don't know, I didn't know the impact that it had, you know, the implications that it would have on my life. But when I came out of it, when Jesus pulled me into his marvelous light, I'm able to look back and see and say, oh God, that's what you are a part of. You know, and so if we are able to look at the other churches and see what is happening, they may be at a place where they are not seeing it. What is our duty? Our duty, I believe, is to be praying, praying that the
Hallelujah.
power of God, the presence of God, will be revealed to these leaders, to these members, to each person. Each person has an encounter with Jesus, because I believe once that encounter comes, then transformation will take place. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I wanted to add to that. I wanted to add to that. The first point that she was saying when it came to the way that we give the word to others or teach others or inspire others, it shouldn't be given in a way that would push them away from the word, because it you could say the right words, but the
Word.
right words can be said in a way that is offensive. So it could be, you know, you could talk to them in a stern manner when this person isn't going to receive that correctly, and you might need to speak to her or him in a different manner, where you know somebody else might receive that in a better way, rather than if you'd speak it to them in a soft way. So in that sense, you would have to have discernment for to understand that the person that you're speaking to isn't going to receive this message well if I say it in the wrong way, based on who I'm speaking to.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you got to be prayerful in
Yeah.
whatever correction you're trying to make, because you don't want it to be offense, be turned offense, be an offense. You know, and we see a lot of wisdom like that when Paul in Paul's writing. You know, yes, he's frank and he's not putting up with any foolishness. You know, amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Anyone else before Sister Grant?
Just asking for prayer, Deacon, for Sister Latoya. Sister Latoya is a member of Prayer Portal Ministries, and she's admitted in the hospital. This is the fourth night. She has been without a bed and has to be sleeping in a wheelchair
Oh,
for
God.
the fourth night in a row. Her blood sugar is high, and so we want to just lift her up in prayer, please.
Amen. Amen. Also, Sister Jackie lost our grandmother. We remember her in prayer as well. Amen. And yes. Bless the Lord. Sister Grant.
Okay. Let us go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this opportunity you have given us to get into your words.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you that you are free to read your words and to meet as you would allow us. Because, Lord, we think of others tonight who are not as fortunate as we are. We thank you, too, Father God, that you have given us a mind to come at this time to study your word.
Hallelujah.
Because, Lord, we could have been watching games on the television or find ourselves somewhere else.
Yes,
But,
Lord.
Lord, here we are tonight.
In
Looking into
Jesus'
your
name.
word and studying it, Lord, together as a group, that we may
Oh, God.
build each other up. Because you said, Lord, that we are to build each other up in the faith. And so tonight, Lord, in obedience to your word, we have
followed your direction.
Thank you,
Father
Jesus.
God, we thank
Oh,
you
God.
for the leadership within this group. We thank you, Lord, that you have enabled them to put the various topics and scriptures together so that we can reflect on it and hear what you are saying to us as we break it down.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you tonight that you are one in three and three in one. You are the God of unity. And so tonight, Lord, as we come, we ask you to unite us together and one accord so that we may be able, Lord, to build each other up, to strengthen each other, and to help others to
Hallelujah.
grow in the likeness of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you tonight for your church. We thank you for
Oh,
the
God.
unity of believers all over the world. And tonight, Lord, we are just a small group come together to learn more from you. Holy
Jesus.
Spirit, we ask you to be in our midst right now.
Oh,
And Lord,
God.
we pray that you'll direct what was said. We pray that you'll write it indelibly on our hearts so that
Amen.
when we leave this platform, it would have been good for us. We would say it was good for us to have been here.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to grow within us. And we ask you, Lord, that anything that is not of you will be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We ask you, Lord, to break down whatever is in us, the idols, the things of the world,
Jesus.
the things that would draw us from you. We pray, Lord, that you will tear it down. And Lord, help us to
In the
worship
name of
you.
Jesus.
Father God, we are weak. We are helpless. But we know, Lord, that you give us strength because you said that you give strength to the weak. And so
Yes.
tonight, Lord,
Hallelujah.
as weak as we are, we know that we are strong in you.
Yes,
Because you
Lord.
said, Lord, you'll give us the strength. Heavenly Father,
Hallelujah.
help us to
Jesus.
have spiritual discernment
Yes,
to
Lord.
know
Yes,
what is
Lord.
acceptable in your sight and what is not pleasing to you.
Yes, me
Father
too.
God, we pray that you will continue to grow in us more and more like Jesus Christ and less of our earthly self.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh God, help us to make the right choices. Because we are living
Jesus.
in a world, Lord, where there are so many things that are creeping up. And Lord, if we are not careful, we'll be drawn away from you. So,
Yes, man.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to cement us into your likeness,
Yes,
remold us,
Lord.
shape us, so that we will be a
Sheep.
gospel wherever we are.
Yes,
Because Lord,
Lord.
we know that the darkness cannot displace the light. And Lord, you said we are the light of the world. So help us, Lord, that to be help us to be beacons wherever we are.
Hallelujah.
Others will see Christ in us
Yes,
of glory.
Lord.
We pray, Lord, that we'll send out a perfume that others will
Yes,
be drawn
mighty
to.
God. In the name of Jesus.
Because, Lord,
Yes, Lord.
you want us to be your disciples. You want us, Lord, to reflect your love, your beauty, and your peace.
Yes,
Father God, we
mighty
pray
God.
for every person on this platform tonight.
In the name.
We
Thank you,
pray, Lord, that you
Jesus.
will strengthen those who are weak in the faith.
In
And we
Jesus.
pray, Lord, that you continue to increase our faith more
Thank
and
you,
more
Jesus.
in Jesus Christ.
In the name.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we ask you tonight to be in every home. You know, the homes from which we are tonight. Any
Oh God.
problem, any sickness, any disunity, we ask you
Yes,
God to bring
Lord.
down in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We ask you, Lord, to remold us again, Lord,
In Jesus'
and
name.
make us into the people
Holy
we want to
Zion.
be.
Hallelujah. Father God, I lift up tonight Sister Jackie, who has lost a family member.
Yeah, to God.
Lord, we
Hallelujah.
pray that you'll comfort them at this time
Even now,
and
my
help them, Lord, to
yes,
remember
Lord.
that in the midst of the morning you are there. And we pray, Lord,
Yes, mighty
you
God.
guide them in their affairs as they go about this time, grieving the loss of their loved one.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God,
Lord.
we lift up
Oh,
Sister
God.
Heather to you tonight.
In the name of
Sister Heather, who is experiencing pain and discomfort for a period of time now. We ask you,
Hallelujah.
Father,
Definitely.
to be with Sister Heather. We pray, Lord, that you'll give her a good night's rest. We
Yes.
pray,
Yes.
Lord, that you'll continue to work in on her behalf, because we know, Lord, that you are not
Oh,
going to leave her
Jesus.
alone. We know that you'll give her the strength, Lord, to endure the pain and whatever else that is causing any concern at this time. We lift it up to you, God. We lift up Sister Scott, her mom, who has to be there by her side, giving her the guidance and the counsel and feeling her pain as well. We lift her up
Hallelujah.
to you tonight, God. Give strength to them. Every member of that family, Lord,
Yes, Lord.
visit them
Yes, Lord.
pray that your presence will take over and you will do the work yourself. We are trusting you, Lord, to lead them in this in their time of suffering and whatever else that is happening at that time, at this
Yes.
time. Father God, we pray for Sister Latoya. Lord,
Oh
we pray
God,
that
yes, Lord.
you will be with her. We pray, Lord, that you control that blood sugar.
In the name of
Lord, even at this
Jesus.
time, she hasn't got a bed as yet.
Oh,
We pray,
yes.
Lord, that you will make space so she'll be able to get a
Oh
bed
God.
and
Mighty God.
be
Yes,
comforted
Lord.
in
Thank
the
you, God.
institution where she's at this
Jesus,
time.
Jesus.
Father God, we know there are people on this platform who have requests that was not expressed.
Oh God.
God, we pray that you will be with each one. And you know the unspoken requests, Lord.
Oh God.
Lord, attend to their need.
Yes, God.
Reach out, Lord, to them tonight. And Lord, whatever the issue is, we place it before you tonight, God.
Yes.
Father God, you
Jesus.
lift up Junior, who is on this platform. So he's
Hallelujah.
a young man, and you know, Lord, what is his problem. But Lord, you are bringing brought him this far.
Yeah, it's
Lord,
a,
you
oh
didn't
God.
bring him this far to leave him. So God, we pray to continue to keep him in the faith, Oh God. give him the strength he needs, Lord.
Yes,
And Lord, we
Jesus.
know that he's at a place where he is contented at this time. So God, we just ask you to take over, be with
In
his mom,
Jesus.
who is over in Puerto Rico at this time, dealing with the
Oh
loss of her
God.
loved ones. We
My
pray, Lord, that the hurricane passes by, or whatever weather condition, you will take care of them there as well, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to have your own way.
Yes,
Break down idols, God.
in Jesus' name,
Break
oh God.
down. Lord, we know that you are the God who we are to
Jesus.
serve. There's
Hallelujah.
no one like you. And
Lord.
the things of this world will pass away, but
Oh God.
you will remain forever.
Yes.
So God, we give you all honor tonight. We give you all praise.
Yes, Lord.
And we bless your holy name as we pray in
Oh,
the name of
Jesus.
Jesus Christ,
You're
our
mighty.
blessed Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the
Amen.
Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Grant, for that prayer. And we believe and we agree, you know, that it shall be done in Christ's
Jesus.
name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, may the
Amen.
peace of God the Father, may the peace of God the
Amen.
Son, may the peace of God the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
We in that
Amen.
same breath, we want to
Amen. Amen.
welcome anyone that is here on the platform with us for the first time. We acknowledge your presence and we pray that God Himself, amen, will be your portion. We speak Jesus over your life. You know, and we We welcome you to come back and worship with us on Thursdays and on Saturdays on the same platform, same time. Amen. Yes,
Amen.
and we next meeting on this platform will be on Thursday at 8 p.m. and then on Saturday. Amen. So we look
Amen.
forward to see you all. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Greet
Thank
somebody
you. See you
as you
soon.
go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye.